Morning/afternoon, everybody. Good to have you. This is weird because I'm just going to talk to your phones and we're right here. It's a strange experience. Welcome to the millennial age. Yeah, you'll have the picture and you'll show it to your friend and they'll go, what did he look like in person? You go, I don't know. I was also looking at my phone when I showed it, when I should have been there with him. First of all, thank you very much, Bill and Melinda, for having me. When I was first asked to be here, they said, hey, we want you to come and speak at this event, you know, goalkeepers, and talk about what's happening in the world. And I looked through all of the people who were speaking, and I said, but I have nothing. I do not have a fridge that can change lives. I do not have a plan to eradicate HIV in South Africa and in Southern Africa and the rest of the continent. And I most definitely cannot ride a motorbike, so I don't know what I can do for you. Bill just said, just come and share your thoughts, your stories, your ideas. And that's how I process information. That's how I process my world. So I'll tell you a little bit about myself and why goalkeepers mean so much to me. So in case you don't know me, my name is Trevor Noah. I grew up in South Africa during a time known as apartheid. And for those who don't know, apartheid was a system of laws which made it illegal for black people and white people to integrate with each other, amongst other things. You know, black people lived in separate areas to white people. They had different rules. They were segregated. And this was particularly tough for me because I grew up in a mixed family, right? Well, with me being the mixed one in the family. My mother's a black woman, Xhosa woman from South Africa. And in case you're wondering, Xhosa is one of the languages with the clicks in it. Xhosa. Right? Xhosa. But not like in American movies. I've seen those movies where they have the Africans and they're like, that's not a language, all right? No, even we watch those movies and we're like, I wonder what they're saying, yeah? It's not language. But my mother's a Xhosa woman, South African. My father's Swiss from Switzerland and was a white man. And so, well, still is a white man. It didn't change. And so they got together during this time, which was against the law. And they had me. And, you know, it wasn't easy growing up in this family. And that's really where our journey began. Because we were a family that couldn't be together. We were a family that was, for all intents and purposes, a crime that existed. Me being born from my mother, because of my father, was me being born a crime. And, you know, one of the biggest things I connected with when, you know, reading about goalkeepers and learning about the organization was the optimism. Was the ability to see what no one could see at a time when no one should almost have the right to see it. My mother was one of those people.